Which gift are you going to pick? The big one or the small one? Something you need help with, something you have mastered, or something you are known for. If you were Chris Kanye, which gift would you open up first?
It is 98.9 The Buzz. You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz. A high of 41 today. The big day this weekend is a 46-degree high, which is tomorrow, Friday. So if you're planning something outdoors, maybe you're going to the Rochester Festival of Lights this weekend. Tomorrow's the day. High of 46. And again, today's the high. Has a high of 42 degrees.
I should have bought you some short pants.
Who calls them short pants? Short pants? Sounds like
short pants.
Oh, that's like my girlfriend. Oh, I love her. My girlfriend's mom made me laugh. She goes, yeah, we're talking about like Florida trips for whatever reason, which is maybe what you're thinking of right now. Because, oh, wouldn't it be nice? She goes, yeah, you know, I'm going to pack light. I'm just going to bring some cutoffs. I'm like, what are cutoffs? Shorts? She goes, no. Then she meant the capris?
Yeah.
Yeah, she calls them cutoffs. I'm like, that's... it's kind of old school, but it's also kind of badass. It's like, yeah. Cutoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I have a picture like...
It's 80 lingos right there.
Biker pants.
All right. So I face sentencing today. Today is sentencing day in the judgment zone. Lost the most number of cases this week, so therefore I face the punishment of sentencing. Which was buying Chris Kanye gifts. Spending my own money. I can't even expense this. Spending my own money. And you know how painful that is. To buy you gifts.
And you've sectioned them off into categories because you bought three, which is, wow.
I actually went over budget. My budget was $9.98. And I went over budget by like $4.
You went over $4? 50% almost?
I know.
40%? That was easy math. I don't know why I jumped to 50.
I know. It's so not like me. But whatever. I had a... okay, whatever. So there's... they range in sizes.
Yeah.
Biggest to smallest. I lined them up for you. Don't touch them, though, because one of them, if you touch it, you'll know what it is. So don't touch it.
How? Will it make a noise or do I feel it?
I can't tell you. Which gift will you pick? It's something. One of these gifts is something you need help with. One of these gifts is something you've mastered. And one of these gifts is something that you are known for.
Well, I don't want to be insulted this early in the morning. So I'm going to hold off on the something I need help with. Let's go with something I've mastered. I could use a little pick
something
me up.
Something you've mastered?
Yeah, something, okay. I've mastered.
Now I got to remember which one was that.
Oh, good. Okay. I can't believe it. Open gifts. Fantastic.
This one is something you've mastered.
Okay.
Okay. The gift.
What? It's like
something you've mastered. Because you said all these gifts had to be meaningful,
yes.
Right? Had to have meaning behind it.
An explanation. You,
yes,
can't just go buy peanut butter and be like, "Hey, here's peanut butter." You'd be like, "Hey, you always mentioned you've never had creamy peanut butter." You know, something like that.
I'm really bad at thoughtful gifts.
All right,
I'll just be honest.
Something I've mastered.
But I think I nailed it.
Teaser toy for cats.
Yeah, now that you are friends with your with Cujo cat, you used to call,
yeah,
your cat Meredith's cat, Satan cat, Cujo cat. But, and now you guys are like best buds, snuggling up to each other.
It says the price tag on it as well. It says $3.
Okay.
Isn't that etiquette to take that off? So it's one of those cat toys that you kind of dangle,
yeah,
and bounce around in front of the cat. And it's in the shape of pizza.
Because you've mastered your relationship with your cat. See?
So this is this is a gift for the cat.
No, it's for you and your cat to bond even more. Come on, that's a fantastic gift.
Provide your cat with healthy exercise and fulfill their instinctual desire to chase, hunt, and capture.
I even asked the lady. I don't have a cat. I don't know anything about cats. Which toy would be best?
It has catnip inside. So thanks for being a drug dealer for Christmas.
Okay.
Well, thank you. No, this is thoughtful.
That's thoughtful. Come on, tell me that's
good.
Me.
One for
that's
one. Me.
Okay,
one
you've mastered one. It. Nice. All right. Now you have to wait to open up the other two.
Very excited. Very excited.
Okay. It's judgment zone day of sentencing today. So I had to buy Chris Kanye gifts with a budget of $9.98. I went over budget, totally against that, but went over budget by like $4. So you unwrapped one gift, your first of three gifts last hour.
I don't know what I was doing when I started to make my girlfriend's cat a part of my life publicly on Facebook, you know, just like you would do something with your life publicly, whether you're buying a car or you're growing a trying to grow a garden, or maybe you got a pet that's annoying and crazy and wants to kill you like I do. But ever since then, I guess, you know, I've received gifts like you've given me. You've given me this, you gave to me this morning from my girlfriend's parents, you know, stuff like cat mugs. There was a mug that I was given that is black. And when you pour hot coffee into it, a cat's metallic face appears.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it? Yeah. I'm a 29-year-old man. It's cool.
Well, okay. If you are, if you're, you know, one of the many Buzz listeners, you're part of our family, and you know that Chris Kanye has really, you've mastered this relationship with the cat. You used to refer to your girlfriend's cat as Cujo Cat.
Bentley, the satanic, bloodthirsty cat, right? Bentley, Bentley hated every human being except for my girlfriend. When we first moved in, we were this is gonna rub you the wrong way, but please listen to the end of the story. We were considering putting her down because no shelter would take her, or nobody would want her. Nobody in the family, because she was that crazy. But I decided to
work at it.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
And now there's love. There's real love between you and Bentley. Like, we have watched your Facebook videos of Bentley snuggling up to you and actually not wanting to get off of your chest when she was snuggling.
Snuggles, drools. I mean, to the point where if we did the, you know, the contest where you put the animal in the middle, like a dog or a cat, and my girlfriend goes on one side, I go on the other. My girlfriend's not 100% confident she's going to choose her every single time. I could win her over. My girlfriend thinks she's more obsessed with me.
There you go.
Than her. So yeah. So
therefore, the cat toy is because it's a gift, a meaningful gift. All these gifts had to be meaningful. A meaningful gift with about your relationship with your cat. Something you have mastered.
Very hard to explain what it is, but if you go on the Facebook page, you could see a picture of it. It does have catnip in it though. So
it's a typical cat. Listen, the lady in the store said
it's not typical. It's pizza on it.
Well, the lady in the store said her cat loved playing with that. Like, I'm like, which, I had two toys in my hand. I go, which one is better for a cat? I don't know anything about cat toys. Okay.
All right.
So now you have two gifts left. You're only allowed to open up one of these two. Something you need help with or something you're known for?
Well, I'm still nervous to see what you think I need help with. And even though it's probably the best case for me, like to really address that as soon as possible, I, like maybe you listening right now, love to procrastinate. So I'm going to push that one off as long as I possibly can. So I'm going to go with the known for.
Okay.
Something I am known for, which is also making me nervous, but
now this one you got to be careful with.
What?
Just be gentle with it.
Is it another cat?
Oh my gosh, what if it was a cat? Listen, the budget did not allow for a cat. Yeah. Okay. The gift, something you are known for, is this one.
This one here? I have to be careful with it?
Be careful. Don't shake it.
Don't.
You're going to break something.
All right.
Now you're
wrapped
really
in everything. This is known for.
Something you are known for.
What the heck is this? Is this a safe?
Yes, I already put money in it for you. You suck with your finances.
Wait, I'm known for sucking with my finances? I did a whole viral campaign about paying off debt.
Exactly. And then what did you do soon after you paid off debt?
I bought some stuff.
A BMW.
Used.
You're in debt again. So this is your emergency fund.
Is this the one I couldn't move because I would know what it is immediately?
Yes, because look, I put change in there, 15 cents.
Okay, maybe to the untrained ear, like you've been thinking about money since you were born, but to the untrained ear, nobody's going to pick up on the frequency of coin bouncing around.
It sounds like a piggy bank, but it's in the shape of a safe.
Normal people don't know what the frequency of a nickel bouncing around in tin sounds like, but maybe you do because you're obsessed with money.
I do. Like, oh. I can smell it.
You're like, was that 25, two dimes and a nickel? No, when's that nickel? Is that a 1994 nickel?
Oh, yep. I should have asked you to guess how much money I put in there. Okay. Well, even though I went over budget, I went over by $4.15 because there's 15 cents in there. That's all I had.
And this, okay, you left the price tag on this one as well.
Well, okay, whatever.
It's a $5 safe.
Well, you know, you know what my budget was. So now here's the clause with that gift.
Okay.
The judgment zone day of sentencing.
That's what makes a gift fun, a clause.
There's a combination lock on it, and Meredith has to set the combination without you knowing, so you can't break into the safe.
Yeah.
This is now your emergency fund, like everybody should have. If you listen to my Seven Figures podcast, you would know. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for my emergency fund.
Something you need help
15
with.
15 cents, huh? I guess I need a gumball in the case of an emergency. I'm all set.
Oh, wait a minute. Which gift did you say you wanted? Something you need help with?
No.
Oh, shoot. I gave you the wrong gift.
We'll square that up.
Okay. So, judgment zone, day of sentencing. I lost the most amount of judgment zone cases this week. I didn't win a darn case this week.
Not a single one.
I'm not bitter. I'm not pissed at the jury at all.
Mm-mm. You're just going to take 2 weeks off to get over it.
I'm going to sit and pout at home in a corner. No, I still love you all. But anyhow, so I had to buy you gifts.
Or a gift, just something worth $10 and that is thoughtful with an explanation. So you couldn't just pick up a gift card or something random like toothpaste or whatever. You had to say, this is a gift I got for you because blank.
Right. Now, the most recent case that I lost was yesterday's case, and that was all about waiting to open up the gift. If you get a gift in the mail from an out-of-town relative, do you make the kids wait to open it up? And all you people, you buzz jurors, said no, don't wait. Well, I'm making you wait.
Mm.
So all morning long, you had to wait to open up all your gifts. So you opened up one gift in the 6 o'clock hour. One gift last hour, and you can watch all these videos on the Buzz Facebook page. And now the final gift.
So the first gift was something I've mastered, which was the cat toy, because I've mastered the art of building a relationship with a cat who hates humans, my girlfriend's cat. Second gift was something I need help with, and it's a safe, like a piggy bank, basically.
You better promise me that's not going to collect dust. You're going to actually put money in there. That's your emergency fund.
Yes,
there's a combination lock that Meredith will set, and you are not allowed to find out what that combo is.
Because I know, you know, having a plumbing van filled with an arsenal of tools probably can't get through that cheap plastic.
Don't sawzall all that open.
Very good.
Okay. That's your emergency savings. You suck at it, and that's what you can get better. That's what you need to improve on.
Adjective got a little worse as the morning went on. And the last gift is what?
The final gift is something you are known for.
This is okay. This is soft. And it's rectangular.
This one I was very indecisive about. I had a couple options, but I chose this one, and I think I nailed it.
Oh, boy. It is a graphic T-shirt. The go-to, okay. And the T-shirt says, oh, wow. It says, me? Sarcastic? Never.
So you,
I'm
right?
I'm actually going to wear this. Okay.
If you listen, if you're a part of the Buzz family, you know that is so Chris Conyer.
All right, who helped you pick this out? Because you're terrible at sarcasm. So I didn't think that you'd probably be like, I don't get this shirt.
Jerk.
Who
no,
helped
it was
you pick
me.
By yourself?
Yes.
Me? Sarcastic? Never. Very good. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Very nice. This is fun. We should give me gifts every year. This is great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It feels good to lose, I guess.
Yeah. It's not the worst sentence ever. You could be Robert Mueller or somebody from Five Links.
Ah, true. True. This only cost me $10.
Right. Not a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for my gifts. Thank you to everybody for listening. And in 2018, I'll be here the rest of the year as you take off, Sandy, playing some the best of reruns. But you'll still be able to call in if you'd like. I'll be here all the way up until what? Christmas, New Year's? I'll be here every single day.
Okay.
So, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Don't have too much fun without Scotty and me.
Yeah.
All right. We love you all. Have a great day.